I was just talking, you see, about the Christ saying, it is better to enter the world with one eye rather than two, which will cast you into hell. You see? There are two eyes, everyone has got it, which are open on the face. We always been working ever since birth up to date, all through life, working at the level of the two eyes. We are receiving impressions from outside, about 80% from the outside. All impressions that we receive is through the eyes. Though you are just working at the level of the two eyes, they are receiving good impressions or bad impressions. For good impressions, they react as good things. For bad, they result in the same way. So all through, we live in the world that very outward impressions which are embedded in our heart, they overflow. In dreams we see the same thing. When out of deep sleep state we also unknowingly we reverberate something about which we do not know even at the time. So it is a sort of superficial life we are living. All men, in all, everywhere. But the Master says there is one eye also, the third eye or the single eye or the Shivnetra, what is called. The Mohammedan saints tell, it is Nukta Saveda, you see. Unless you open that third eye, which can be opened only while in man body and nowhere else, you are nowhere. And that eye opens man. That the eyes of the soul, not of the intellect mindset, not of the outgoing faculties. We are ensouled bodies, conscious entities, you see, working through mind and outgoing faculties. That inner eye is opened when our soul, the outward expression of which is what? Attention is called, that is called attention. Attention, if that is now at the level of eyes, working through mind and outgoing faculties, we are identified with the body and outside world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. And that until that very attention is withdrawn from outside and just extricated, I would say, above the indriyas or the outgoing faculties, where they end at the level of the eyes. Where at the time of death you are there. Saint, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body and the outgoing faculties as it has at the time of death. So that eye opens when that attention is withdrawn from outside and then dragged up the level of the outgoing faculties comes to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the two eyes. That's the place where the man, at the time of death, that's the last point where it comes up and then leaves the body. So, Kabir says, just direct your attention to the seat above the outgoing faculties, where the outgoing faculties end here, eyes, ears, everything below, at the back of the eye. When it comes over there, that eye opens, that is third eye, or it is called the single eye, or the Shivnetra, or the Divchiksho. That is within all. So it is called, it is better to enter into the world with one eye rather than two, which will cast into hell or heaven. This has been explained to you very clearly. You can do yourself well and good. If not, that seek the help of somebody who is competent to do it. Outward sadhana of japas and mantras and outgoing performances at the level of the outgoing faculty that anybody can teach, preach with little effort. But this fact, I would say, of withdrawing the attention from outside, draining above the eye level of the outgoing faculties, bring out well an open what? The inner eye to see what? God into expression power, which is light and self-principle. I gave you one example, one illustration, I would say. Egg is being just hand, you see, sits over it and gives heat of her own, you see, to the egg, and within the egg the chicken is born. But it is all hemmed in by the outer covering. And the hand says, look, your child, there's very big sun outside, there are fields and there are grains. And the child says, mother, it might be so, but I'm in all darkness. What does the hand do? That just strikes over the head and the chicken inside and the egg bursts. She knows it's all right. You see? So when you're, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know what it does it mean? That the demonstration of the proof that the third eye, when it opens, you see the light of God. I'll give you another illustration just now. There's a top of the house, having 100 stairs. Man rises up, goes up the stairs. So he has gone up 30, 40 steps, 50 steps, 60 steps. He doesn't see any light. When he comes near the roof, he sees flashes of light. When he transcends that, rises, comes above the one, he's all light. This is only the first step to show when the third eye is opened, or the single eye, you see. This we can do only in man body that we have got with the grace of God. Now, when the Master comes, in the meantime, you see this pie water helps you. Single small canals help you. But when rains comes in torrents, it floods the whole world. Just like when the competent, I will say, the true Master comes. Why I'm using the word true? There are so many Masters flooding the world, I would say. They are simply give you something at the level of the outgoing faculties. Their third eye is not open. They cannot open the third eye. The greatness of a competent Master lies in the fact that he has opened his own eye, he can make others see, rise above. You see? Our Master used to say, just say, I'll quote it, you see. He used to say, well, what is the giving of five names, of five mantras, or five, so many outward things, that even a little girl spinning the wheel can tell you, well, repeat this name, that name. That anybody can do it. Our outward methods of performing your rituals or worship and this anybody can do with little training. But this rising above the body consciousness, open the single eye, only competent man can do. He will give you a sitting and after that you'll see some light. The more go accurately according to his instructions, you see more light. But even the blind man has got the third eye, I tell you. On my first tour in 1955, in Los Angeles, you see, there was a meditation hour in the morning, there was one blind doctor was there. When he was juiced, he saw light. You saw here, he gives light to the blind men. Well, Masters have been always given this, they give the eye to the blind man. In true sense of the world, we are all blind in the eyes of the Masters. They see that the third eye is not open there. Kabir says, I see everyone, all are blind. Who is not blind? Who sees the light of God within? The third eye is open. What do you see? The light? You follow me now, exactly. What I mean to say, when Master comes, there's flood, you see, rain pours down in torrents. The whole world is flooded with water, with this water of life, with this bread of life. And Master comes, he says, Kabir says, well, there's now flood of what? Of the water of life, given out by radiation and direct by the masters, real masters. Well, people just take away as much as in plunder, take away anything, any amount you like. This is the time when they will, you leave the body, you will simply repent. This yet you can do only in man body, and only in the time with the feet of some competent master whose inner eyes open and opens the eyes of all of us. I have seen, even the blind men have got the third eye. Those who have not seen light outside, they see light within when that eye is open. When that light is open, when you rise above body parts. They say to be born anew. Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And when you learn to die, so that you may begin to live. At the time of death, our soul will be drawn from outside and from the outgoing faculties. Comes to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. This you do, this process is done while living. You open and see this light beyond. You see, all glory and light with you. So when the Master comes, it is a flood of spirituality, what you mean to say. The world is flooded with that. It is the high time now, take away as much as you can hold it out. So this is the true wealth you can gather while in man's body. All other wealth are left here along with the body. The people, the master come, they cry, you see. They say, oh people, here's the time, make the best use of it. There's a flood of water of life, you see, everywhere in the time of the master's feet. Take as much as you can. It is given all free, only little devotion, little receptivity to be done by the Father. Maybe living near or far, that makes no difference whatsoever. You follow me now? Why we are fortunate to have man body? Because in man body only we can open that eye. When your eyes open, you enjoy the beyond, you see, while in life. When you are here, graduate, you remain the same graduate after leaving the body. If you are now unlearned, how can you become a graduate after leaving the body, you see? This is what our master used to say always. Who has become a learned man while in life, he remains learned even after leaving the body. And those who illiterate, how can they become educated after that? You follow me, what is meant by it? You see, why so much, I mean, praise is given to the masters, not the so-called masters. The world is flooded with them. If they simply, their own eyes are not open, cannot open the eyes of others. Go on with it, that won't do. How long will you go? You remain all along at the level of the eyes or at the level of the outgoing faculties. So there should be, if you can rise above yourself, when it's good, what more is required? The blind man needs two eyes to see. If not, you can help with from somebody whose eye is open and give you something to start with, some capital to see the light of. So that is why you see the beauty of it. It is better to enter the world with one eye rather than two, which will cast you into hell, you see. Master comes, they say in their own language, you see. But they say the same thing. The world all over is at the level of feelings or emotions or they draw inferences at the level of intellect, they have not seen. So feelings and emotion, drawing inferences, they are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. Those who have seen, they say this. That is why they say, listen to the words of the Master. You see, he says what he sees and is competent to make others to see. You see, this is what. Why these books cannot explain all these very few words. Very simple, quite to the point. Common sense level. Our inner eyes closed. That is there. It can be opened while in man's body. That's all. Why can't we open ourselves? Because our soul combined with mind has become jiva. And by outward expression to the outward faculties, it has identified with the body and the world outside so much so that it has forgotten ourselves. If he continues for years and years, all methods, outward methods used for meditation, etc., at the level of the outgoing faculties or at the level of the eyes, outer eyes, they cannot go up. They can go up well and good, blinding these two bodies. If not, where the harm? A man just seeks the help of somebody who is competent to do. I tell you my fate. I was after such from very childhood. Action, reaction of the past, you see, man is in the make. I used to have very sort of intoxication. We continued day and night for months. Sometimes, say at the level of 3, 4, 5 months, a drawback came up for a week. That was just like that. I could not find it. I visited many masters. I told them this fate. Is there anything so that that intoxication may continue regularly, no break whatsoever? So one I met, he says, you will have to give your head here. I just paid obeisance and came back. Well, this head is to be laid at the feet of some competent of your own will and accord. Not anyone demands your head. So time did come when I met my master, even in my visions before, 7 years before, he opened my eyes. These things are very clear now. You got the key of all teachings of the masters. You understand what they say. When Christ said to his disciples, go ye, speak on the housetops. When a candle is lit, don't put under a bushel. Let it be placed at some place where it can draw the attention of seekers outside. You have seen things what the old prophet did not see. These are the very words. You hear things what the old prophet did not hear. So we are fortunate, we have got the man body, we have got something to start with. The more receptive you will become, if you keep convinced of the Master, you will dwell more and more from day to day. Of course, by weeding out all imperfections in our life through self-introspection. This is what the Masters, when they come, you see, there is time, high time. Take away as much money as you can, you see. This is the 2 words which will remain with you even after leaving the body. All other things will leave you. Suppose, God forbid, you see, you have to leave this daily, all interest in 3, 4 hours. What will you do? What will you take with you? Where you stand? What you have earned? What wealth can go along with you? Only this thing, this water of life, if you jump that way, no other thing. So try to remain as long as you can at the level of the single eye. We always say we have got no time. That's a pity, you see. the most important subject, the mostly ignored. They try to bring home these things to these people who come to them. You see? Our Master used to spend his old days at the age of 90, 92. He did not take rest for a day. Day and night he was studying like anything. Well, when he left, the work goes on, of course, but they repent. Why did you not sit at their feet? Even now, when these things can be had with the grace of God, if the people do not make the best use of them, well, it is their unfortunate. So as I told you, rains, when it falls in torrents, the world is flooded with water. So it is high time to take away as much this water of life as you can while you are in man's body. When you leave this body, these things, you will have only that one, but you all do that. So remain where you are in any country, in any religion, social religion. This is the basic teaching. To open the single eye or the third eye. If you have done this, you have seen, that's the highest degree. That's the degree of a religion, school of religion, I would say, that you must be able to see the light of God. Who sees the light of God is a true Khalsa Sikh. Who sees the light of God and rings the bell inside is a true Hindu. And who sees, rises above outgoing faculty, sees the light of God, he is a true Mohammedan. And who sees the light of God, he is a true Christian. The degree is the same. So Master, don't worry about the outer forms, you see, rituals, this and that. It is all right, you have taken one step, that's all right. Take the other step, open the third eye. Try to live not at the level of the two eyes, but the single eye that is within you. Open it yourself if you can, if not, if you are really, truly after that, God is within you, He'll make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where your eye can be opened, you can test, you can bear witness to it, if there really is light. Maybe small, little or more, some capital is given. That depends on the background of all, you see, more or less. And you can dwell more and more. So every saint has his past, and every sinner his future. Those who become saints, they will not become saints in one day. Rome was not built in a day. You see? So one MA, you see, did not become one day. So saint does not become in one day. You see, that takes time. Everybody is in the main. And this man body is the golden opportunity we have got for that one. If not, we are conscious entities, we must come in contact with the all consciousness. We won't come back if our conscious entity is just tied to the outer material things, that consciousness will be lesser. It will go to the lower set of life. So this is what the Master gives, you see. So read scriptures. Try to understand, the true import will only come when to sit by anyone who sees. Those who interpret at the level of the eyes, they can not give you a right import of the things. That's the first thing, even if they give the right import by quoting all what I'm telling you, if they are not competent to open the inner eye, to give you something to start with, well, you are still. Intellectual satisfaction might be there, but unless you get something, you cannot be satisfied, conviction, you cannot. So, इसलिए भाइयों आप रहो अपनी समाजों में आप समझे अनवी पुष्ट क्या देता हूँ क्यों वेद शास्त्र ग्रंथ पोचिए इतनी हाईली उसकी तारीफ करते किसी खास पर्पज के लिए Why all scriptures of the world, you see, speak very highly about masters. Not according to the masters about which we are now ashamed to You have to take the name of the Master. Guru Dhamma has become very much deputy. But for the true Masters, those who have this competency, they see and make others see. तो भाई आपको टाइम मिला है इससे फायदा उठाओ नहीं तो कब तक अरे मजदूर अंतिम समय तक यही चलाते रहे माफ करो कितनों ने फायदा उठाया और मैंने जैसे आगे कहा टाइम इन टाइम वेस्ट फॉर नो मैन कब तक आपको ये चीज मिलेगी देख लो जितना जल्दी फायदा उठाओगे अच्छा हर एक दिन आदमी को नजदीक ला रहा है ना एंड के नजदीक वी आर मोर नियर Old men are more nearer to the end than the young people. And who knows, man may be caught up in the young life too. They say, bhai, find out how possible.